Okay, we are in Shaar Dalet, Perek Hey, and I just want to do a brief
It's
review.
9 o'clock.
Oops, I want to do a brief review of the of what we said on last time Sunday, and I think we can't go further without it. There seems to be a clear chiluke deus here between the Nefesh HaChaim and what I brought, which helped bring out the point, was Reb Tzaddik. Reb Tzaddik said something which was remarkable. Reb Tzaddik in the Sitkas HaTzaddik, he says something remarkable, and that is that Torah Lishma is such that if you say a Chiddush and it's not Lishma, his definition of Loi Lishma is that you have any agenda, any pnios, any other reason than just learning Torah Hashem, then your Torah is not Torah. So qualitatively, if your Torah is not 100% lishma, sefelt in the Torah. There's no Torah here. So means to say that qualitatively, the pshat in the Torah is the lishma. The lishma qualifies as the pshat in the Torah. According to Nefesh HaChaim, he's saying it seems to me like a completely different thing, and I want to show you that there's huge ramifications to this. But what he says is that lishma is not about the Torah per se. Learn Torah. It's what is needed is Yirat Shamayim. But the way we're going to learn and the way we learned it is that Yirat Shamayim is not a qualitative difference in your Torah itself. It's the background, the backdrop, the prerequisite, the oitzer for Torah. So understand this chakira, and we'll understand the whole difference in the two worlds. Whether the Torah itself is a chefza of Yirat Shamayim, as I think a good example of that is tefillah. Tefillah, like if the whole thing is a chefza of talking to Hashem. Torah means when Hashem is talking to us, is not a chefza of Yirat Shamayim. However, says the Nefesh HaChaim, the backdrop, I have to come into this with Yirat Shamayim. That's my oitzer. That's the keli for my Torah. And as long as my keli for Torah is there, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu could fit Torah into it and just learn. So nafkamina is, does the learning have to be with 100% like this Kedusha and Yirat Shamayim, or is that the backdrop? So I mentioned on Sunday that I think that this might be Derech Efshar. I didn't see this in any of the Mefarshim. This might Gufa be the Machlaikis between... This might be the Machlaikis in the Gemara and Brachas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Gamliel closed the Beis Medrash. He closed the Beis Medrash completely, and he said, anybody who's not... I always say, if you have kids in the background, just mute yourself, please. Hello? Yeah, thank you. If you have... Rabbi Gamliel didn't allow anybody into his Beis Medrash that wasn't Toichei Kibarei. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, let everybody in. So what's Gufa the Machlaikis? This is what I explained on Sunday. What seems to be the Machlaikis, that is, Toichei Kibarei means that I have no pniyos. Toichei Kibarei, that's what the words mean. Toichei Kibarei. I'm not like it's a Reb Tzaddik type of halacha. That I don't have any pniyos, I have no negiyos, I have no reason at all to learn Torah, except for that it's Torah Hashem. And Rabbi Gamliel, that's what the definition of Tocho Kibaro is. So Rabbi Gamliel said, look, if you're not Tocho Kibaro, don't come in here because your Torah is not Torah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Silek is Shemar HaPesach, so cool is Shemar HaPesach. He took away the guard, whoever that guard was, and he said, let everybody come, forget the Tocho Kibaro. What does that mean? Obviously, he was letting people in that were Yirei Shamayim, but Ad Kedei Kach, Yirei Shamayim is the backdrop. But when you're here, you just learned Torah. We're not looking that every word of your Torah is without Pnius. Move on. Is this understood? This is what we said until now. Now we're saying, let's look inside. Lufi erech goydol oitzer hayira asher hechin loy ha'adam. According to the amount of yira. Now the oitzer yira. Look, think of oitzer as a big silo on a farm on a country road. So lefi goydol oitzer hayira asher hechen loy ha'adam kein al ze ha'erech yuchel ikanis lishtamer liskayim besoichai tzvuas ha'tayra kifi asher yachzik oitzare. In other words, a person has, look, I'm reading in Perek, Shaar Dalet Perek Hei, somebody just said. A person has a capacity. What's the capacity for Yerushalayim? What's the capacity for my Torah? The amount of Yerushalayim I have. So we have to look at Yerushalayim, as says Nefesh HaChaim, different than Reb Tzadok. We have to look at the Yerushalayim as the silo, the storage bin, and then the Torah is what goes into it. So according to the size of my silo, Asher Heichin Layadim, which you prepare, how we prepare ourselves for the moment of Torah, al zeh ha'erech yuchal ikanes lishtamer liskayim b'soichay tvuyes ha'Torah, kvi asher yachzik ha'tzarei. And he explains this, and he gives this mashal. And by the way, this is the second time he gives this mashal. The first time he gave this mashal was in Shar Aleph, which I'll show you inside. Ki ha'ov ha'mechalik tvuah lavanav. So here's the mashal. A father is doing a chalukah for his children, right? Erev Pesach. I want to give out tevuah. I want to give out wheat. So how does he give? He loves all his sons equally. But how does he know how much to give each one of his sons? And the answer is, hu mechalek v'noisein l'chol echad midas ha-tevuah, kefi asher yachzik oitzari shel ha-ben asher heichen al-zeh mikoidem. He's not looking at how much he loves the son. He's looking at what your capacity for storage is. So if one son is coming and says, look, I can handle 6 weeks worth of tefuah, so he's going to give him 6 weeks worth of tefuah. Another guy says, look, I only have what I can carry in my hand, so he's going to give him. Why would he give him 6 weeks worth of tefuah? Sha'afim yirtzav, even if the father wants to give him more, v'yodai psucha liten loy harbe, and I'm generous, Amnon kevin sha'ben eino yochel l'kabel yoyser, if the son can't be makabelet, machmas farvos she'eino yitzorei godol kolkach, because he doesn't have such a big oitzer, sh'yuchel l'hachzik yoyser, gama avi yefshel loy liten ato yoyser, v'im loy heichin loy ha'ben oif oitzer kaden, and let's say the son comes to the chalukka and he doesn't even have a small oitzer, I have nothing to carry, I have no bags, I have no anything. In other words, you're going into Osherad, into the supermarket, but you can only take what you can carry in your hand. So the whole supermarket's open to you, even if it's for free, but you can only take what you carry in your hand. So what is your hand? What is the silo? What is the kli? Your shamayim. I want to delve into why that would be, but let's just... No place to keep. Kain hu yisparach shmoi. Same things with Hashem. Yodai psucha kivyachol lashpia tamid. Rabbi Avram, are you, Nadel, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Because your picture is occupying the entire screen for some reason.
Okay, but I'm mute, sorry.
Oh, is that why? Kain hu yisparach shmoi, yadai psucha, don't bother me, I like looking at you. Kain hu yisparach shmoi, yadai psucha kivyachol lahashpia tamid. So the same thing is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yadai psucha kivyachol lahashpia tamid, l'chol ish me'am skulasai. How much Torah is everybody getting? How much Torah is every one of us getting? So Yadai Psucha Kivyachol Ashpia Tamid L'chol Ish Mi'am Skulasei. He's open to give everybody Torah. Roiv Chachma Ubina Yisera. We'll have the capacity. We'll be able to have a lot of Chachma. We'll have a lot of Bina. V'shititzkai Metzlam. It'll stay with us, our Torah. V'yikshere Maluach Libam. It'll be part of our heart. Lishtasheya itam, this is powerful words, Rabbi say, Lishtasheya itam bivayam la'olam hamanucha, that's the Torah that's going to stay with you when you die. V'talmudah biyadam, because Chazal say, Ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudah biyadam. So it's a fascinating thing that, like, you could have two people learning Torah, b'chavrusa. And maybe one of them is even better than the other one. Because Yiras Hashem hi oitzarai, if a person has Yerushalayim as a kli, so he can take that Torah out of the Osherad, this world, and bring it into the next world, I have the Torah, it's mishtamer etzlai. Masha'en kein, if I'm learning the same Torah, even better Torah, but I'm doing it without Yerushalayim, it doesn't stick. I presume it doesn't stick in your memory as well. You know, one of the Tanoim, it just occurs to me, one of the Tanoim, one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chamisha Talmidim hayu leilu Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So I think it was Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah says, he was kibar sud she'eno ma'abed mimeno tipa. He was like a, when he learned Torah, it says each one, Asher, a lot of each one has a different Milo, but the Milo was kibar sud she'eno ma'abed mimeno tipa. It was like a sealed cistern that doesn't lose a drop, meaning that the Torah that he learned, he retained completely. So I know the Chafetz Chaim asked the Kasha, so he says, why is that a Milo? I mean, a Milo is Hasmada. A Milo is, to be a Mayan HaMiskaber. But that he had a photographic memory, I mean, why is that such a, that he retained, he had a really good memory, like a lot of you guys have. I don't have it. They had a good memory. Why is that even a spiritual Milo that it's brought down in Pirkei Avos? Pirkei Avos is all about spiritual Milos, things you should try to attain. So the Chafetz Chaim, after giving a whole mushel, says, fascinating thing, he says that the Milo wasn't that he had a good memory. The Milo was that he was so serious and he had so much Yir Shamayim in his learning. He had so much Yir Shamayim in his learning so that it stuck. In other words, when somebody, like, he gives a mashal, like a person sees the Melech Bala'ir, once in a lifetime you see the Melech Bala'ir, right? The president comes to your little town. You remember 20 years later, 30 years later, you'll be able to tell the story about how he came out of the car and who opened the car and what the guy looked like and what kind of tie he was wearing. You become a bar sud she'eino mimeno tipa because of the seriousness of the situation and the uniqueness of the situation. So the Chafetz Chaim says that was the Milo of Rabbi, I think it's Rabbi Yossi, that was the Milo of Rabbi Yossi, that he was a bar sud she'eino mimeno tipa. His Torah was so serious. So that's the same thing that we're saying here, that we're talking about it's not the Torah that we're learning, but the capacity to retain it and the capacity to have Bina and Chachma is all about the Yira Shemaim. Amnam Hadavar Talui Lefi Oitzer Hayira. Now the fact is, it's all Shmuel, you have to mute yourself. Amnam Hadavar Talui Lefi Oitzer Hayira Shetikade Mel Ha'adam. Rabbi Sai, somebody's got to mute themselves. I can do the background noise. Thank you. Amna Madavar Talui Lefi Oitzer Hayira Shetikadem El Ha'adam. This all depends on how much Yerushimayim you have. Shim Hechen Loy Adam Oitzer Gadol Shiyuris Hashem Tahira, Kein Hashem Yitin Loy Chachma Utvuna Barev Shefa, Kvishetachzik Oitzarai. That's the amount of Torah that the Avinu Shebashamayim will give us. Hakol Lefi Goydol Oitzar. So first of all, let's just read one more paragraph. Vim Loy Hechin Adam Af Oitzer Katan. And if, on the other hand, a person is only has a little tiny oitzer, in other words, our Yir Shamayim is very small. She'ein bo yirasa yisparach klal chas v'shalom. If I'm not learning without Yir Shamayim, gam hu yisparach lo yishpal lo yishpia lo shum chachma klal. Achash lo yitzkai metzlei. So you hear that this is a new chiddush, that if I have no capacity, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us less matana, so that, because why? Because I can't be miskayim in anyway. What's the point of it? So I want to just share with you just a thought that, we're talking about the machlaikis, Rabbi Gamliel and what started off as a machlaikis of the Shomer HaPesach of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And it seems like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying, look, if there's Yerushamayim, there's an Oitzer, you don't have to be so Toichai Kabari, which I want to point out, I'm not sure if I'm right, I'm not such a big historian, a little bit, but I want to point out that Lamaisa, that was the machlekes between, that was the difference between Valozhin yeshiva and many of the Hasidic yeshivas. Because it seems like in many of the, in the Valozhin yeshivas, they said, look, Torah is going to get lost, and people have to come. Not that they let everyone in, they didn't, but they weren't looking so much at whether they have, agendas or pneos. In fact, a lot of the Volozhin Yeshiva were, the attraction of it was for very big intellectuals because they were Jews. They couldn't get into universities. That is a fact. So they're learning Torah, whereas the let's call it the more Hasidic world, neither one of these is right or wrong. I'm just saying the Machloikas were saying that no, like, what are you going to end up with this? You're going to end up with a guy who's a big Lamdan and a big Talmud Chacham, and he's learning Gemara on Shabbos with smoking a cigarette, like, and that, which was the vart of what they were saying. So that was the essence of what they were saying, that this kind of Torah, the Torah without a strong Lishma, is not going to work. So you had an argument, and the Nefesh HaChaim's answer to that question would be that, okay, you know, I'm not, of course you have to have Yiras Shamayim. This is not a question that you have to have Yiras Shamayim. The question is, does it have to permeate every word of my Torah? Can there not be any Paniyah at all? Now, the reality is, because there were so many, you know, Volozhiners, if you will, that were learning Torah and they weren't on the Derech of Torah, because of that, Gufa started the Musar movement. That's why Slabotka started, that's why Navardik started, that's why they all started. It wasn't just to have good mitos. They started to reintroduce, Rabbi Shaul Salanter wanted to reintroduce the union of Yiras Shamayim, but in a non-Hasidic way. So what's the non-Hasidic way? The Hasidic way is that, you know, I'm learning Torah like I'm davening. And the more Litvish way is not that I'm learning Torah like I'm davening, but I'm learning Torah with a background of Yiras Shamayim. So you have Musar Seder, and you have learning Seder. I think that the Chazon Ish was once famous for saying, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but the Chazon Ish once famously said that when you daven, you should daven like a chassid, and when you learn, you should learn like a litvak. That was his nekuda. Now, Valzel Marakosov, says the Nefesh HaChaim, Reish is Chachma Yiras Hashem. Reish is Chachma Yiras Hashem. Which, by the way, he's going to tell us is this week's Parsha, Bezalel. It says, because it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chachma to the Chachamim, meaning Bezalel and the... What are you saying? The Gemara says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen Chachma elol mishi yesh boi Chachma. L'chol asher nesol, I think the pasuk is L'chol asher nesol liboi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the Chachma. So the Svarim ask, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen Chachma elol mishi yesh boi Chachma. But how do you get that Chachma to begin with? Like, where do you get the first drop of Chachma? And the answer is, Reish is Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisen Chachma elol mishi yesh boi Chachma is referring to the Etzem Chachma, which is Yiras Hashem. We need to understand why that's called Chachma. But what from here you see that the Keli for Chachma, which is Yiras Shamayim, is called Chachma itself. It's a Chiddush, because you don't say, like, the pickle jar are called pickles. But here we're saying, Reish is Chachma Yiras Hashem, that the Yiras Hashem is Gufa a Chachma. So Tzarechina a little bit as to why that might be. I want to take you back for a moment, if you have it, in Shar Aleph, Perek Tes Zayin, in the Nefesh HaChaim, where he uses this same mashal. And he says here, in Perek Tes Zayin, the third or fourth paragraph, the Nefesh HaChaim says, U'bezeh yuvan kavanosim zal, that he wants to understand the Kavan of Chazal, Bishmois Rabba Parasha Mem Aleph, Medrash, Al Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Yiten Chachma Mipiv Das Usvuna. That Hashem, that's a Pasuk, Hashem Yiten Chachma, okay, we know that. That was Har Sinai, Hashem Yiten Chachma. Mipiv Das Usvuna, that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. From his mouth comes Das Usvuna. Look at the Medrash. Sha'amro, Mender says, Lama hadavar daima. How do we understand this pasuk? Lamelech shahayaloi bain, to a melech that had a son. Which is very similar to the mashal that we're saying here. Ba benoi mi beis ha-sefer. Okay, here you are. You're a melech, and your kid comes home from school. Bob and I, mi beis ha-sefer. In the olden days, kids went to school. Matza tamchoy lifnei aviv. And he comes into the house, and there's a big tamchoy, which is a big serving plate, in front of the father. Notal aviv chaticha achas. So the father reaches, I don't know why he has to be a melech, but let's say, he reaches into the tamchoy, into the serving plate, notal aviv chaticha achas, and he says, unusan aloi, here, nah, here's a hot dog for you. Since the son was a clever son, amar loi, eini mevakesh elo mimasha b'toich picha. No. I'm your son. I don't want to eat from the serving plate. I want what you're eating. I want what you're eating. Mimasha b'toich picha. Ma asa. So what does the father do? He takes it out of his mouth. Unisan aloi. And he gives it to the son. What does this medrash mean? So the Nefesh HaChaim says, Hainu, what this means is Shabakoshes HaBein Yaker LaHasig SheYushba BoNitzutzei Or B'chinas HaNeshama. Very deep thing, Rabbi Zain. I want to take a minute to understand this. Shabakoshes HaBein Yaker LaHasig SheYushba BoNitzutzei Or B'chinas HaNeshama. What does the son ask? We got the mashal. Kid comes home from school. He wants something to eat. The father gives him the serving plate. He says, no, I want it from your mouth. And the father gives it to him.
I have to move myself.
Yeah. Just mute, because otherwise you're... Asher makarin alama b'nashimas pivis baruch shmai. I don't know if any of you have the sefer in front of you, but this is, I believe, a very deep paragraph over here. What he's saying is that what's the difference between the Torah, Hashem yiten chachma, let's just analyze it for a second, Hashem yiten chachma, mipiv da'asusvuna. So the chachma is the kolayistik Torah of Hashem. Har Sinai, Hashem yiten chachma. Mipiv da'asusvuna, says the Nefesh HaChaim, is the specific Torah for my neshama. You understand this? Meaning, there's Torah klali, and then there's Torah for my neshama. Not just, and here he's saying something much more than what he's saying in Shar Dalet. What he's saying is not just the quantity of the Torah, or not just the fact that it's going to be Miskayim Etzli B'Yoyim HaMenucha. Something much deeper than that.
Is it nothing to do with Chokhmah Bina and Das?
Yes, it does have to do with, that's what he's talking about here.
Tvuna is same lashon as bina.
Right. Mipiv das, good. Mipiv das utvuna. No, but look, what he's saying is that every neshama, my neshama, your neshama, requires a different type of Torah. It's different. You know. I'll just give you a mashal. Like somebody said, I'm not going to give my daf yomi online, because there's many, many good daf yomi shiurim. So I told him that's not a cheshbon, because then I shouldn't give any shiurim either. There's plenty of good shiurim online. That doesn't make any sense. The answer is everybody is giving a daf yomi shiur this year, that year, has a different thing to offer. That's what they're offering, something different. It's being filtered a different way. So, it doesn't make, everybody has to give Torah, whether giving it to Talmidim, to your kids, or to yourself. But what he's saying here in Shar Aleph, David, is that the Hashem Yitain Chachma is Torah Klali. Mipiv Das Utvuna Gudiyuk. Mipiv Das Utvuna is I'm taking a mamish from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because how do we get our neshama? Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. He doesn't say that, I say that. But in other words, the neshama that comes through mamish through the breathing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight from the mouth, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. So what I'm asking for...
Is about the change of order? We're looking at Chach Levina Das. Bina comes before Das. Here in the Pasuk...
Always. Very good. That's what I'm saying. Chachma Bina Das. Chachma is always the first kernel of data. And Bina is Belev. So bina is how it processes. One second, let me say is how it processes through my life until it turns into das. But my das and somebody else's das is going to be different. So it says that's why the pasuk says, "Hashem yitain chachma overall, mipiv das usvuna," and then it comes out das and svuna. You're right, is in the wrong order, but that's common. I mean, that's common. The two things are the result of it. Das utzvuna, and the Nefesh HaChaim Mefurish explains that it means it goes through the lev and it ends up with das. So since the ikur is the das comes first. But first you have to have the kernel of chachma. So what we're talking about, let me just recap that point because it's an extremely important one before we close up. What we're talking about is that's it's not just my capacity for Torah, my Yir Shemayim, and it's not even just how much I'll retain the Torah. There's something much deeper to it, and that is that it'll be Torah for my neshama. And the only way you'll get Torah, tailor-made Torah for your neshama is if you're machdim it with your shemayim. So again, one yesod was that we said at the beginning is that this is two dinim. There's a din of your shemayim, and there's a din of lishma. And the two things shouldn't be confused. This is the Vlajim was the first brisk. So there's two dinim over here. There's a din of your shemayim, and there's a din of lishma. Tzvezach. The lishma is l'shem Torah. That's the whole Shar Dalad that he's going to tell us. The Yir Shamayim is a separate thing. That's the prerequisite and the backdrop for my Torah. Now, what is the Yir Shamayim Tu'uf? It's my Oitzer. Just summarizing. It's my Oitzer. That's my capacity. Where is this capacity? The capacity is in my Neshama. That's where Yir Shamayim takes place. So according to the Goydel of my Neshama, so that's how much I'll be able to absorb the Torah, and it'll be not only that, he says in Shara, if it'll be my Torah. You know, I'll give you a mashal that occurred to me. It's not a very pleasant mashal, but it's a mashal anyways. But we all know this, but I remember hearing from Holocaust survivors that, when they were liberated, they were, those who survived, were totally emaciated. And I mean, there was nothing to them. So when they went to these refugee camps and the Americans and others started to feed them, so there was a tendency on the part of the survivor to eat as much as he can. He hasn't seen food. And a tendency on the Baal Chesed, the person who was doing the chalukah, to give as much as the person wanted. And the doctors came in, the nurses and the Red Cross and these things, they came in and said, this is not b'chachma. Because what you're going to do is kill the people. What they have to do is they have to be able to, you have to give them a kernel because they don't have the capacity for food. They've lost their capacity for food. So you have to give them a kernel and let that digest and see how it works. It's just like if you're dehydrated, it's never good to drink like 2-3 bottles of water at one time. It goes right through your body. Sip it in. So until you're in good shape. So it's really mamish the same thing in those that didn't have the capacity, their body couldn't handle it, and they didn't make it, Nebuch. So what you're talking about in Ruchnius is, and this is, I think, a very real thing that we need to ask ourselves, is what is our capacity for Torah exactly? What is our capacity? Because if the capacity, the way to examine that is the capacity of Yir Shamayim. So hence, Reish is Chachma, Yir is Hashem. My capacity.
It sounds like a dangerous thing. It sounds like if you don't have Yir Shamayim, don't learn so much Torah.
Well, it won't go in, and it might be dangerous, yeah. Meaning, let's say, I mean, we all know that if you don't have capacity, you shouldn't learn Kabbalah. Not everybody's told us. Yeah, is that dangerous? No, it's not for everybody. And I'll tell you something else, that if you're a little child in cheder, you probably shouldn't learn Ksois HaChoshen. because you have to be very, very careful with, in chinuch, I think, in chinuch, you have to be very careful to teach the children what they have a capacity to learn. So even though you might have fun with them and get them to say words, but I'll tell you something very deep. There's Torah, even not just for children, for us. I see this all the time. There's Torah which is pnimi, and there's Torah which is chitzoni. In yeshivas they call it knowing yeshiva she'ivra. But I'm speaking something more than that. There's Torah which a person, Some people really get it. They're learning something, it's internalized, and it's a life-changing, a life-altering Torah, and this is it's changed them. And that's the Torah, and they'll never forget it. This is the Torah, one type of Torah. Another type of Torah is, like, I learned the numbers, I learned the stories, I can say this, is it the Gavra, is it the Chefsa, is it blah, 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 blah. But it's a Torah chitzoni, which never, you know, is it the Poyel, is it the Nifal, like, any my nafgamina, as I said. Like, I could use all kinds of yeshiva she'ivra, but I'm not really understanding it. And therefore, I'm not a changed person. Now,
yeshiva
shereit. Now, which is beautiful on the one hand. They've given us laws for Torah, if you will, but of how to learn Torah. But the problem is, it's so easy to fall into and to resort to a superficial Torah. So, like, is a person sitting and thinking, am I really getting this? Am I really understanding? Just like we can fall into superficial tefillah. You can do all the acts of tefillah and not really be davening. And you can do all the acts of Torah somehow, and it's not real. So what's the difference between real and not real? The difference is the amount of Yerushalayim that there is. And if you think about it, the Yerushalayim is, this is such an important exercise, which I should do more often, and we should all do, but I just, you know, let's look for exercises in these very difficult days. But the exercise is that you learn something. It's this shir, or Daf Yomi shir, or whatever shir, where you open up a sefer. If you could stop for a minute and ask yourself, and this is something that Rav Sheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, taught us to do, ask yourself, what did I just learn? What makara? Is it called the sefer, and 2 minutes later, you don't know what you learned. What did I just learn? And I don't mean to say chazer all the shakla vataria, and maybe if you can do that. But it's more like, what did I just learn? And I tell you something, that if you have your shemaim, you do that. And if you do that, you have a kinyan la'olam, A. B, besides for being able to maintain that Torah forever, besides for that, when you internalize it that way, it's your Torah. It's Torah for your neshama. Yeah? In other words, if I ask myself when I hear somebody say Divrei Chizuk and Hisayrus, I ask myself, like, what did he just say? And I internalize it. So now it became mine, and it's my Torah. And what's fascinating is that my Torah, what I heard, will be different than what you heard, because we have two different neshamas. Hence, you have all over the Gemara, Shnei Amorayim Aliba Da Abaya. How could it be? How could Rav and Abaya be saying two different shotim, what they heard from their Rebbe? Shtei Tanoim Aliba De Rebbe Kiva. How could it be? The answer is, each one has a different neshama, and each one has a yechidius, which is processing the Torah in a different way. All that is Yerushamayim. That's just Yerushamayim, because if it's not Yerushamayim, so I'm varfing Torah. I'm just saying Yeshiva Shereid. I'm saying Chakiris. It's the main garnish. I always say, if you go to a doctor, but if you're sick and you go to a doctor, you want a doctor that understands the situation deeply. How does he understand deeply? He's really, he gets it. And I find half the world gets it and half the world doesn't in any subject. So, like, when it comes to Torah, it's not good enough to learn Torah. We need to get it. How do you get it? Get it. I get it, right? How do you get it? You get it with the Yerushalayim. And that's what we're doing. Let's just finish here another couple of minutes. The words of the Nefesh HaChaim back in Perek Hay, Shardala Perek Hay. Let's finish until the Haggah. Malzeh Omer HaKasuv, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem, Chamavayar Bakdamas HaZohar. This is the Zohar in the Hakdama. Rav Chiya Pasach, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem, Kamavoyer ba'akdamas hazoya, reishis chachma yiras Hashem, ki haikra hachi mi boile, soif chachma. It shouldn't say reishis chachma, it should say soif chachma. That's the Zohar's question. It should say soif chachma yiras Hashem. Isn't the goal of learning Torah to be a Yerushalayim and to be a tzaddik? So why, frek the Zohar, does it say reishis chachma yiras Hashem? It should say Seif Chachma Miboyle. It should say Seif Chachma. Ella Ihi Reishis. But the answer is, it's the first thing in the sense, says the Zayar, is that's how you get into the door. La'ala, to enter, lego darga de chachmasa ila, to get into the high madrega, to get into the yeshiva to begin with. Both Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel are maskim that to get into the yeshiva to begin with, tara kadma la chachma ila yiras Hashem I. The first shar, tara is a shar. Tar, tuf, and shin are interchangeable, like shura and tura, right? Shura, tura, like a shar is a tura. So the Elohi reishis chachma yiras Hashem mikrezeh kacha yitzarech lemer soif. I lost my place, I'm sorry. Tara kadma la chachma ila. The Yiras Shamayim is the first shar. Hare Mevoyer. So what we see from here is Agam Shah Yirahi Mitzvah Achas. Actually, Yira is one mitzvah. V'amir B'Yir Shalmi Shekol HaMitzvah Zayin HaShavaz L'davar Echad Min HaTorah. Okay, Yiras Shamayim is V'yaresa Me'alekecha. It's only one pasuk. So why is that the important thing here? Omnam mitzvahs knias hayira mimenu yisparach. The idea of having yira from Hashem, rabba hi ma'oid. That's very, very broad. Mitzachi muchrachas leikir akim v'shimra tayra k'dusha. Because without it, you have no silo. You have no capacity. Ubilta, and without it, gam nimeses chas v'shalom be'enei habriyos. Now, what do you want to do with that sentence? Torah without Yiras Shamayim nimeses chas v'shalom be'enei habriyos. Let me just explain something here. If a person is, in an extreme example, if a person is a hypocrite, a Talmud Chacham, but he doesn't keep what he says, he's a ganav or a liar. So not only have you discredited this person, who is he? What has happened here, Lo'aleinu, because it happens every day, is if you discredited the whole Torah. You haven't only discredited the Talmud Chacham. Okay, he's not real. What happens is, who's this guy? He's a Talmud Chacham. He's a Rav. He's teaching Torah. He's telling us what to do. And he's a no-goodnik. He's a ganav. We caught him in Geneva. He's in jail. So what happens over here? Kol ha-Torah nimeses b'nei abriyais. People look at the Torah and they say, ma hoyol lanu chachamim, what are they doing? Ma'hani lan rabbana. L'chein sricha. So he says, so here's our yeshiva. Okay, so Acher was a big kasha on Chazal. And he made a chilul Hashem. He was a walking chilul Hashem. L'chein sricha shetikdam eitzel ha'adam koidem eisek ha'Torah. So make sure you have the Yiras Shamayim first. Now let's just, if we have 3 more minutes, 4 more minutes, let's just look at the Haggah.
Just for a quick, can I answer, Rabbi?
Yeah.
In this term, are we saying therefore the Yira is like the Maisa? Is like the actual practice of what we do?
So I think as follows. It's a very good question. Yira is clearly no. It's the Oitzer. So that's the Keli. However, how the Torah comes out, the Maisa, is completely Tului, in the Yira that I have. You know, there's a Torah of Yiras Shamayim, there's a Torah of an egomaniac. So what you want to be is the Torah of Yiras Shamayim.
What we said before, it sounds like if a person doesn't have Yira, they can't achieve Torah, because that's the Otzer. How did Acher achieve Torah?
It's not, it wasn't Torah. It wasn't Torah. It won't take him to Olam Haba. And that was Gufa the Machlaikas. If you look at that Gemara there in Chagiga, that's Gufa the Machlaikas between Rameir and everybody else. Rameir sat by his kever and he says, I want to know, is he taking his Torah to Olam Haba or not? So Rameir held that Toichai Echalti, that he had a good neshama. So okay, so his neshama was good, he was bad Lamaisa, and he'll take it with. But the Chachamim said no. No, if it doesn't, Druk Sechais Lamaisa, then what kind of a Torah do you have? I something that was makabel for my Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, is he said, I asked him, like, who's a Pesach? I once asked him like this. I said, who's a Pesach? And he told me, first I asked him, who's a Rav? Like, what's the main thing of a Rav? We're talking about Talmidei Chacham. You have Rav or Shiva, Pesach, you know. Who's a Rav? So he said Rav Chaim Brisker said that a Rav has to be a Baal Chesed. Like you say, a Rav has to be Debucky and Shas and Poiskim, obviously. That's obvious. But in order to be a Rav, you have to be a Baal Chesed. Who's a Poisek? A Poisek has to be a Yerushamayim. Because if there's no Yerushamayim, there's always Pniyos and Negiyos and agendas to the Psak. I have an agenda. I'm going to make the halacha work for that agenda because this is what I hold. A Yerushamayim is able to say, no, I made a mistake. So we said that a Rav has to be a Baal Chesed and a Poisek has to be a Yerushamayim. And if you're a Rav who's a Poisek, you have to be a Baal Chesed and a Yerushamayim. So that was what he said. So I told him, this is my story. I told him, like, okay, that's a Gevaldik Chizik. A Gevaldik Chiddush. It's not a Chizik. It actually got me down. But it's a Gevaldik Chiddush, Rav Scheinberg said. I asked Rav Scheinberg, and he said, this is what Rav Baruch Ber told me when he gave me smicha. He quoted Rav Chaim that you have to be a Baal Chesed, and he quoted Rav Baruch Ber. In other words, Rav Baruch Ber said himself that a Poisek, a Yuhav Smicha, has to be a Yerushamayim. So I ask you all, and me too, together, like, let's to internalize it, and Mir Tzashem will pick up on Sunday if this is a good place. Baruch Hu Batzloch, everybody stay safe. Tzloch HaRabba.
Thank you.
Baruch Tia.
Thanks, Rav Eber. Bye.
Thank you.
Shukriya.
Rebbe, what are you doing for shul?
Minyan by minyan, but right now we have a big building and we're letting 10 people in.
And the Ezra Stash shall be open?
Another 10 people. No, the Ezra's not, I don't think it's going to be open for women. I mean, it's 10 people. I mean, I'm not going to, but we need a minion. You know.
No, so what happens when the other people come and you're up to 20, so 10 will go into Ezra's
question? No, we upstairs, yeah.
And then the other people come, they have to be outside?
Outside. That's what we're doing. Lo yu'uman ki yasuper.
In America, they're not letting, there's no shuls, they lock the door.
Look, America is a different situation a little bit.
Why is there such a difference?
I'll tell you that there's two differences that seems to me, and I yesterday I spent an hour and a half on the phone with Rav Asher Weiss, and I'm very honored that he allows me to talk to him. I said, what should I do with the shul? He says, oh, I was going to just call you and ask you that question, which was a joke. But, you know, America has two things. First of all, as opposed to Israel and the Masoret HaBriyut, they started late in the game. In other words, they were a week late, and it got much worse. Number two is there's an inyan of Chilul Hashem, because, you know, if today all the tests are coming back from Borough Park and Flatbush and Williamsburg and Crown Heights, and it's Chas V'Shalom, that's a high number. So the anti-Semitism could, God forbid, be worse than the plague. So here, Hashem, I mean, that's not the issue. The issue is safety. So yesterday on, I don't know, is people still listening here?
Yes.
Yesterday, so there was on national TV, one of the big machers of Refuah, who's a really good guy, so he said that nobody's allowed to go to shul, ein beit knesset, shvita bebeit knesset. And he said he's just spent, and the interviewer said, did you speak to Rabban about it? He says, I just got off the phone with Rav Asher Weiss, lifnei shtei sha'ot. And Rav Asher Weiss said that he's locking his shul. He's locking his shul, and what was the last year? Oh, B'Soyer Gubariach, you know, like, and he closed the shul in Shari Tzedek. B'Soyer Gubariach, completely locked. Nobody's coming into his shul, and that's what he advises everyone to do. So it felt funny to me, because I had just spoken to Rav Asher Weiss, so I called him, and he said, Lo yahayu d'var me'olam. I never said such a thing. He says, my shul is open. And we're keeping takanas of 10 people and spaced apart. So, you know, fake news. By the way, he said, could be we should close the shuls, but I just never said anything like that. Is that what I said? So you got to be careful also that we're hearing things from reliable sources and not spin and not hysteria. And like you have to have yeshiva das. Okay, I end the meeting. Be well.